KC.
Outside the range of the repeater. I got your call sign, that was about it. I'm like in all the way in Lawrence.
Only running 5 watts. It may not be getting in the machine very good today.
Today I'm just running some errands. I got a bunch of items I gotta get. You have a good Thanksgiving?
Well, it's been great, that's for sure. Just taking it easy today, watching a little football here and there. Yeah, that's about it, though.
Today, do nothing and just be outside. If I had it, you know, I'd go for, I don't know what I would do. Just be outside today and walk around, just sort of sit by the lake or the pool or whatever.
It's about perfect. It's pretty, you know, it's warm and sunshine. No wind to mount anything today either. It'd be a good day to fly if you were flying RC planes too.
Talk board to W4DJW. Or he's, you know, RC plane and drone guy. I've never actually played much with that. I'd probably crash them more often than I ever got them to take off or land. But yeah, today would be a good day for that. You don't have a whole lot of wind.
Only thing in years, I used to fly back in the 70s and 80s. Flew a lot then, but had a good place to fly and enjoyed it for a while. But just, it gets pretty expensive. I noticed some of the RC pattern planes are going for $5,000 or $6,000 now, so it's getting a little bit out of my price range for a hobby.
Hundreds of dollars, I'm guessing, on one of those RC airplanes. They're not cheap. You know, plus your various little radio control consoles and everything. I guess you're looking at maybe a grand nowadays. Although, again, I have no idea. I'm just throwing numbers out there.
You could probably get around for a few $100 nowadays. Some of the planes are pretty simple, and the radios, electronics are actually getting cheaper and not as expensive now as they were, you know, years ago, comparatively. The planes, you can get cheaper, you can go expensive, and but sometimes some of the better planes are not that expensive and, you know, a little more durable than some of the stick-built stuff was. But you can put about as much money as you want to into it. I just don't have the time to, don't have any place locally close enough to go, and don't have the time really to get back into it. And then the drone thing is fine, but with all the restrictions on drones now, you can't fly them, you know, can't fly them much of anywhere without somebody, you know, breaking the law, it seems like.
Restrictions on the drones are, the model, that there should be the same, pretty much the same restrictions as on the model airplanes, though. Or are they in a special category? You can't fly them around, you know, within a mile or so of airports, you know, that sort of thing. I'm sure he is, where since they have video cameras, you don't want them flying over there. I don't know what other restrictions there are.
In an airspace, you can't fly them over private property without permission now. And you can't fly them, you know, most people, I don't think you can fly them around Lake Carl Lee because that's government property. Most of the recreation areas don't allow, so about the only place you can fly them is at a regular RC-type field. And again, you know, that's not as much fun as, you know, when you get out there and go through the landscapes and that sort of thing. I'm sure a lot of people do it illegally, but some places allow, some places don't. It's just really not worth spending $500 or $1,000 on something where you can't fly it in your backyard without causing a neighbor to throw a fit. And so I thought about it for a while, and I said, nah, it's not really worth it. I'd still have to drive to fly it, and it's not really, unless you got a big backyard or a big, you know, a lot of area that you own or have permission to fly over. Yeah, that's the thing. Of course, now they all have cameras, so everybody thinks you're spying on them.
think they've been stigmatized by the fact, you know, when people picture these drones, quadcopters, octocopters, whatever they have, whatever it is, they picture them with video cameras, you know, trying to snoop on your neighbor. The regular flying overseas aircraft didn't have that stigma. I guess because they had no good hovering capability. Although you had RC helicopters, you know, back even then. But I guess that's what it is people now picture some sort of spy platform, if not a weapons platform. Get that out of my backyard. You can't fly that here.
Yards, you know, because of the high-resolution cameras they use now, you know, you can't really fly even close to somebody else's house without somebody, you know, calling the cops. Anyway, it is like it's been said many times. It is, you know, it is what it is. You can, you know, the days of flying some of these places are over, though, because so many people abused it, and they did. Everybody decided to, you know, a lot of the city and county governments wanted to stop it. Of course, now they're. You know, even the cops can't. You know, they were doing that illegally for a while, but now they have to have a search warrant in order to use one of your property now.
The potential for abuse has always been there. It's just that no one ever realized it. Hey, you know, I had this idea 20 years ago. I think maybe before the word drone came into common parlance. You know, let's take one of those RC aircraft planes. Put some kind of autonomous guidance system on it so you can fly it, you know, beyond visual range. And when it gets somewhere, it drops, you know, drops some sort of device on something. You know, the poor man's cruise missile. That's, you know, I'm sure that's not a new idea.
But it's not quite as complex as it is nowadays. My brother works on drone technology for the government. You know, he does air and submarine stuff and helicopter stuff, and you know, does all kinds of things. So there's a lot of technology out there we don't really know about. Some of it's public knowledge, and some of it's not. And some of it you can find out about. That something that was public that was he was working on. That kind of like a swarm technology where you've launched 30 or 40 drones at one time, and they. And they kind of, you know, they can patrol, and then they can, if they see something, they can all, can, you know, they talk to each other, and they just can concentrate on one specific area if one of them sees something that's, that may be a potential target. And they, when they tested it, they did it down at Fort Benning. They used these foam, just use these inexpensive foam, you know, throwaway type drones, but they were pretty good size, but, and they had 25 or 30 up at one time. It looked like a geese flying around.
General term is autonomous robotic vehicle. So I guess not just aerial vehicles, ships, submarines, whatever else you got. And yeah, you know, we're seeing them used in Ukraine now quite effectively. As, you know, flying weapons platforms. Anyway, I think I'm losing the signal, and I got to drop this package off anyway, so I'll talk to you later. It's KD2BNG.
1040JC, clear.
JCK4NNP.
This is live. How'd you find this repeater?
Well, I was looking for Roger, and I just happened to flip onto this one and heard you.
I talked to Roger probably a few weeks ago to ask him about how you were doing. He said you were doing fine, but you had to move, I think. Is that right, Bill?
Oh, yeah. I'm living in out of my van right now. I'm homeless. Well, not really homeless. My van is a home. I've been living out here for about almost 2 months now in this van. One of these days I'll find a place to live.
Know that. I knew they said your landlord just kind of dumped you out. Either sold the place or something, but hey, dude, I hope you find something to suit you.
Yeah, quite these something I can afford nowadays.
Everything's all the rents, everything's going up so much now. I'm surprised more people aren't having more difficulty than they are, and I'm sure it won't get any better for the next little while. I think maybe some of these rents and stuff will have to go down at some point in time because the housing is going. But if the housing stops and the interest rates go up, they'll make it, the rental stuff even more in demand, I guess, Bill.
Well, I always say the interest rates are coming back down, but I haven't seen anything showing that yet. But yeah, I don't know. Never-ending battle. I'll survive. I might stick it out for another month or so here, and then I might go someplace else and look around and see if I can find something. Because rents here in Anderson just aren't that cheap. And when you're living on Social Security, it makes it a little rough.
There's been an increase after the first year, but it's not enough to make a lot of difference. It's about 8 or 9%. But that's not a lot, really, when everything else has gone up probably twice that much, I guess. The food's been going up a lot more in the last year and a half. And not just the price, it's just been able to find they're out of everything. Just they've started getting things stopped back up again. And now it's not like this rail strike's going to make things worse if they go on strike. So who knows the way it'll be in 6 months. But yeah, you got to get out of the Anderson area. I'm sure there's some other places that are probably less expensive because it's getting higher here. It's already out of sight in Greenville. And you may have to move towards, may have to look down towards Danville, somewhere in that direction, maybe find something much, that's less expensive. Maybe, I don't know, even there, if it's that much cheaper.
Roger, roger. Well, I have a second either Abbeville or Melton or someplace, a little bit smaller town, and see if I can find something. But even sitting out here in this open field where I'm at right now, just keeping my generators, I just stopped and got gas for my generators, 10 gallons of gas, $34.79. Well, $34.79, $34.80, whatever way you want to call it. Just for 10 gallons of gasoline. Of course, I got to run premium gas.
Much my fizz expensive, much more expensive than regular gas is. I run that in my generator. I guess got a little smaller. Mine's only 2,100 watts. I just got mine as just a small backup for the refrigerator and a couple other things, maybe. That gets expensive after a while. You got anything you have to eat with your electricity? You got propane?
I use butane. I don't use propane. But I do have some here. Because my stove that I use, it works either way, butane or propane. So, no problem. And guess who just walked up to the door? Our old buddy, Roger.
You tell Roger I said hello and good talk to you. Hope you find a place soon. But like I said, I hope you find something to suit you, something inexpensive enough so you can afford to stay there for a while and find you someplace semi-permanent anyway. But I'll talk to you later. 7-3, Roger, if you listen, 7-3 to you too.
Okay, yeah, Jerry, very good. Well, after I stayed in one place for 20 years that I was in there until he decided he wanted to move into the house I was living in, so he booted me out. So I'll find something. It'll just take some time. Anyway, have a good day, Jerry, and nice hearing you. Hope you have a good turkey day, and hope you have a fine holiday if I don't catch you before, as far as the season's concerned. 7-3s, N4DJ CK4NNP, I'll be done.